Happy Friday, everybody. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, welcome. It is indeed Friday, October 18th. How is it going? That's a rhetorical question. Hopefully you're not answering me in your car. I can't hear you. It's Dave. I got all the best stuff from today's show. Apple geeks, there is something that may interest you out on the market, and I'm not talking fans of the fruit. Slipknot and Spice Girls, they collided in a new mashup. It's National Menopause Day, so of course we celebrated that. Song Stories featured Heartache Tonight, and we previewed the big Dallas game on Sunday night. Speaking of football, Jason Mertidis was here with his pigskin picks for this weekend, and comedian Brendan Schaub joined us. Have a listen. It is the Daily Podcast.
Hey, listen, I realize it's a little early, but in case you've already, because some people have already started their Christmas shopping.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Something, if you got a tech fan, something they might want. There's a luxury tech brand that claims that it has embedded a swatch of fabric from the late Apple co-founder's iconic outfit.
Get out of here.
Yes. Steve Jobs' black turtleneck.
Come on.
So which I thought Andre
yes.
bought. Right? Because it's that time of the year where Andre comes to work every day as if it, as if he's on Sprockets from Saturday Night
Live. He looks
like
a beatnik poet.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so you get a new iPhone, and in it is a piece of Steve Jobs' turtleneck. How much?
Oh, God.
Couple grand, probably.
How much does a phone without it cost?
A grand.
About a grand. I mean, you know, they could be as low as $4,000 you go with?
Yeah.
It's a cheap turtleneck. He shopped at Kohl's.
Yeah,
so
that's
I'm
true.
Saying a grand.
That's true. You're going to say a grand. All right. The limited edition phone starts at $6,280 for a 64 gigabyte model and jumps up to $6,980 if you want the 512.
That's so stupid.
Right. You can't even see it. You can't see it. It's in the phone.
Oh, there's not even like a clear case for it or anything?
No,
what's
that's
the point?
No, right.
Just
right.
Lie.
It's right. I got the Steve Jobs one. Where's the fabric? Inside. How do I know? You'll just have to believe me.
I don't particularly like
John DiBella.
For the same reason that I dislike
the John DiBella podcast.
Speaking of music, Dave, the other day we had a Monday morning mashup.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not something I can do. I don't know how to do that. What is more important, the key that the two songs are in or the beat of the two songs?
I think the key, because you can always just slide the beat around. Once you find two songs that have the same key and meld well together,
mm-hmm.
then it's money. Then you just got to stretch the beat and just match up the BPMs.
Okay, all right. So genre has nothing to do with it.
No, then. Not at all.
No, so you could actually, you know, get a Sinatra song to go with Led Zeppelin if they were in the same key.
Key is king.
Okay, key is king.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't be unheard of to take a song like Soul from Slipknot, from the metal band Slipknot,
okay.
right, and make that work with Wannabe by the Spice Girls.
Oh,
that
yes.
could work.
That could work?
Yep.
Well, somebody did it.
Wait,
hear this.
So let me get this straight. The only will is my own. I knew I'd never want to stay alone.
It should be waking people up out of bed. Doing a great job with this.
Yeah, it works pretty well, actually.
Although, personally, I prefer my songs one at a time.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
So I've got a question, and Cindy, I think I got to direct this question toward you. I don't know if you realize it. And I'm not saying anything here. I'm only asking you this question because you're a woman, all right? It has nothing to do with your age or anything that's going on in your life, okay? Today is World Menopause Day.
Right.
Okay. It's observed every year on October 18th, just so you know.
Okay.
All right? Do you wish someone a happy Menopause Day?
I think you avoid that at all costs.
Really?
Yeah. If I had to choose, if every day on October 18th?
All right. Every year, October 18th.
Which is also my mom's birthday. So instead of saying happy birthday, I should say happy menopause day.
Happy
mom.
Menopause day, mom.
All right.
And no, and right. She'll love that. And something tells me that's past. So, but we do have a public service announcement for those
that's
of you.
Good. We should play that.
Yeah, then. We should. And
we'll play it eventually.
And we should have it on when we do.
Today is menopause day. So don't forget to stop touching me. Leave me alone. Turn on the ceiling fan. Give her whatever she wants. And remember, happy wife, happy life, happy menopause day. Who are you talking to? Help!
Here comes menopause, here comes menopause. My wife's gone insane. Yelling and screaming with hot flashes, she's just not the same. Moods are changing, there's complaining, nothing's merry and bright. So get some Advil, give her space, and forget about sex tonight. Here comes menopause, here comes menopause, just like a freight train. Doors are slammed and things are thrown, so open up the veins. Wish it ends soon and she's better, you just don't want to fight. So jump in bed and cover your head and hope that she don't bite.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DiBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette!
Every once in a while, we get a text that's a little TMI. Mm-hmm. All right. I got one this morning, Steve. You might be interested in. Treated myself to my favorite B&B in Cape May for almost a week. My very special place just came home last night. Good. It's like, okay, great for you. Oh, and by the way, happy birthday to Steve's mom.
Yay! Happy birthday, mom. 57.
So there you go. I don't know why he thought we needed to know about his B&B adventure, but you know, I'm assuming it's a guy.
Mary Kay loves Cape May also.
Does she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you should take her there.
Maybe she joined
my dad takes her there.
Oh, okay.
Maybe she joined this guy for a tryst.
Uh-huh.
I'll effing kill you.
Let's get to it.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
Song Stories today are being brought to us by Jeff Dunham. Yep, it's him himself. He said, you know what? I love that bit. I'm going to sponsor it. He'll be at the Wells Fargo Center January 26th. For tickets, visit WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. Glenn Frey, the late Glenn Frey, had been on the air with us a number of times. And although it eventually took four writers to complete, Glenn had told us about the groundwork for Heartache Tonight. That was laid during a visit by Bob Seger to his house out in L.A. Well, I'll let Glenn tell the rest of the story.
I told Bob Seger that I always had wanted the Eagles to do a shuffle, and Seger and I were jamming at my house, and I had the first part of the song, Somebody's Gonna Hurt Someone, together, and I sort of played him what I thought the verse was. And then right after that, Seger went to the forecourt and started screaming the chorus, Heartache Tonight. Seger could do a great version of Heartache Tonight. I was slightly overmatched in the vocal. It took me a little while to get that vocal right, the screaming parts.
Booyakasha! The John DiBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
You got anything you want to say about this weekend's game?
It's large.
It's large. Yeah, it's a biggie.
Yeah.
It's a biggie.
Hopefully a few of those Cowboys are out for this week. Lyle Collins, a lineman, another lineman, another big dude. I forget his name. Amari Cooper, their wide receiver, misses as well.
He's gone. Oh, yep. That would be great.
He's not ruled out yet.
That would be great.
He's practicing.
So it could be. Does their coach still have a job? Because there's a GoFundMe page to get rid of their coach. Cowboys coach.
Yeah. All right, no, I keep him there.
I think he'll keep it throughout the year, and then they'll fire him.
Do they realize how much money they would have to raise in order to even impress Jerry Jones? Let's be serious here.
The John DiBella Podcast.
This is nuts.
102.9. MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. He's on the road because he has to appear live every week. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us once again from the Fanatic is Jason Martinez. See, I said it without any problem this week. I thought I was upsetting you over the past couple.
Oh, no, no, not at all. I've been getting upset with some picks, but...
Yeah, well, especially last week's. 0-3 last week, dude.
I know.
You know who never did that? Harry. Actually, he may have. I'm not sure.
See, that's a shot below my belt. That's really low.
It's a very low belt.
All right. Well, let's start off with your game of the week. The Saints at the Bears. The Bears are 3.5-point favorite. What are you doing here?
You see what I do that Harry doesn't do, too? I don't pick these chalk easy games. I pick the real games.
I see.
I had to get my shot in. Sorry. Bridgewater's been riding hot for the Saints, but this week you're running through a really good defense in Chicago. Coming off a bye week. So I just like Chicago in the game. Chicago needs a win to keep up in this division where Green Bay was just handed a win the other night by the referees against Detroit on Monday Night Football. I said this before in your show. I think that the Bears are a good football team, and that defense can control the game to the tune of a 12-4 regular season record last year after starting out 3-3.
Mm-hmm.
So they're back home this week, the Bears are, and they're facing a good opponent with a good defense. It's a defensive battle. I like the under, too, here. But I'm going to take the Bears in this game -3.
Well, then your lock of the week is the Rams at Atlanta. Los Angeles is a 3-point favorite in this.
Usually I don't love taking teams that are traveling from coast to coast. But when the Rams acquired Jalen Ramsey, they're sitting at 3-3. They lost the game because they missed a 44-yard field goal. And then you combine that with the fact that the Rams and Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, they have completely tuned out their coach. Dan Quinn is going to be, I think he's going to be fired after this game, as a matter of fact. I think the Rams are going to come in there and just belt Atlanta in their own stadium, and they're going to can the coach. That's how bad things are in Atlanta.
So your theory from earlier this season of they're so good in their, you know, on their home field, we're throwing that one out the window.
Yeah, they've proven me wrong in that regard this season. They just stink. So the odd thing is they have one win, but it's against the Eagles.
Speaking of which, the Eagles and the Cowboys Sunday night, this is the big game of the weekend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a huge game because of the history. You've done all those pregame shows, John. The Eagles-Cowboys week is just crazy.
Oh, yeah. When I used to do those pregame shows, it would be insane. We hated being outside for an Eagles-Cowboys game because the nut jobs would just come out of the woodwork.
Oh, it's like Caligula. It was prehistoric, you know? It was the Bella Cardella in sample, if I recall.
That's what it was, yeah.
So the game is going to be huge, obviously, and Sunday Night Football and Al Michaels and Chris Collins were. The thing that's interesting about it for me and the reason why I like the Eagles is because Amari Cooper's not going. Randall Cobb might not play. If you're going to beat the Eagles, all you need is some sort of semi-competent receiver, and I don't think Dallas has one in this game, unfortunately for them. Not to mention, they have two of their offensive linemen didn't practice yesterday, Lyle Collins and Tyron Smith. They don't look like they're going to be able to go.
So from what you're saying, I don't think you believe that Dallas is a 3-point favorite.
No, yeah, I don't think Dallas. I think this is an outright win for the Eagles down in Dallas. I just think they're the better football team because it's going to put the ball in Dak's hands because the Eagles will stop the run. And if you put the ball in Dak's hands to try and let him beat you, forget it. He's not good enough.
Okay.
Dak's a nice quarterback, but if you want him to beat you single-handedly, I just think he's a donkey. You can't do that.
All right, so once again, your game of the week, the Saints at the Bears, and you're taking the Bears. The lock of the week is the Rams and Atlanta, and you're taking the Rams, even though they're on the road. And, of course, the Eagles are on the road once again in Dallas. They're favored by 3, but you're still taking the Eagles.
I'm going with the guarantee of the week of 3-0. How about that?
There you go. Okay.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Silent Green is people!
You damn dirty ape!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Silent Green.
MGK.
Taking it easy is not the road this man chose to get into comedy. He will be appearing tonight and tomorrow night for 2 shows at 7:30 and 10 at Helium Comedy Club. As always, you can get tickets to heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Brenda Schaub is here. Good morning to you, sir.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well, you know. And thank God we don't have the old speakers in here. He'd be banging his head
into
everything.
Oh, dude, in our old studio, yeah, they were about eye level on you.
Right.
Sharp corners.
Right.
Hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, but you had to sit down then.
No. We always stand up.
You guys stand no matter what.
Yeah. We stand no matter what.
Keeping it healthy, boys.
Yeah. You know, you get better air support. You speak better, and you're not like one of those, you know, podcast snobs.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
Is there any standing podcasts?
All right. Does anybody see any? Yeah.
Well, you should know, man.
You do like three different ones.
I do three. Yeah.
Does anyone stand? I never thought of that.
No. It's not really a standing thing because this is how long you got. But you guys are here for how long?
3 hours.
Yeah.
That's a lot of standing. Kind of doing it over the top, huh?
We'll sit during commercials and everything.
Yeah, right. You know, so
you don't get to sit.
You don't get to sit. We don't get you a chair.
I just stand. No, that's it. I don't think any podcast stands. No. Yeah. They just make a lot of money. How you guys doing? How you guys doing? Yeah. And I own it all. How you guys doing? Everyone good? Everyone good?
So how does one get from now? What, you played football originally?
Correct. Yes.
And then you went into MMA.
Yeah, I had a cappuccino with the Buffalo Bills, and they were like, "We're all set on slow white guys." And, from there, I took my athletic skills over to fighting.
Right.
And then
see that jump makes sense.
Does it?
Yeah. No. Football to MMA makes sense. MMA to stand up comedy. That's a long stretch.
Yeah. I don't know if it does make sense. Getting punched in the face. My family didn't think it made sense. You know, I have a college degree. They're like, "What are you doing?" And then, I was fighting grown men in a steel cage in my underwear. And then I was training out of L.A. And then I was doing a show, the Ultimate Fighter.
Uh-huh.
I was a coach on there, and they brought a comic actor. You guys know who he is, Brian Callen.
Oh yeah, sure. We know him well.
So me and Brian, he's my best friend, but at the time we didn't know each other. And they brought him in to make all the kids laugh, and me and Brian just hit it off, and I just moved to L.A., and he goes, "Oh, dude, you should come do my podcast." And there was, like, 7 listeners at the time.
Uh-huh.
And then we had this weird chemistry and started doing it, and then probably 3 weeks after I met Callen, he's like, "Oh, you're going to do stand-up." I was like, "You're crazy." I was like, "I'm telling you, you're going to do stand-up eventually." And then sure enough, he was right.
All right. Yeah. And you're a rather fashion-forward guy. I mean, did you check out the sneakers today? Did you see the sneakers?
This is me dressing down for you, Philly. I don't want to get beat up.
All right.
Yeah, I don't want to get beat up on the street.
The sneakers
there.
Look like sneakers my toddler would have designed if I just gave him, like, a bunch of markers.
Your toddler must be balling because these, these are exclusive sneakers, man. I mean, good for your toddler, bro.
How many animals are on there? It's like a whole safari.
Yeah, it's a collab they do.
Zebra, tiger.
There's
cheetah.
A lot, man. There's a lot.
Kelly Green Eagles laces.
There's a lot, man.
Nice.
There's a lot going on.
Well, this is because I saw your special. He's got a brand new Showtime special. Mm-hmm. What's the title of it again?
You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised. Yes, and you will be. All right. Yep. Especially with the clothing he comes out on stage in. I have not.
This is interesting. I'm getting fashion tips from the Philly boys. Yeah. He looks like he's going to take the SATs over here. We're waiting for that.
First time for everything.
You just keep going, bro. I like this guy.
Damn right.
No, it's you came out.
You look like a DJ for the deaf people.
You come out. The last person I saw in a gold lamé jacket was Elvis. I'm sorry.
You got to do it right, man. Do it special. You got to do it right, man.
And the tightest jeans. You know, look, not everybody wants to know what your junk looks like.
You'd be surprised, man. That's the point. You'd be surprised, man.
And you live in WeHo.
No, I don't.
Oh,
I
you don't anymore?
I used to, man. Used to? I don't.
WeHo is L.A. hip talk for West Hollywood.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Did you live across the street from that store that has a sign that says the gayest store in the world?
I didn't, man. I didn't. I'm not sure. This is hilarious.
What's in that store? You can't leave us hanging.
Gay things.
Okay.
Philly cheesesteaks.
Yeah.
You're on a search for one, aren't you?
Yeah, I went to the tourist thing. We went to Gino's and Pat's last night.
Right.
Okay. They're right across the street from each other.
Right across the street.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Right,
why
right.
do that?
Right. So they can, like, have little wars and stuff.
I guess.
But they actually,
turf wars?
They actually help each other out. If, like, one runs out of meat or the other one runs out of cheese,
they share.
They'll just go across the street. Hey, I'm, you know.
Yeah, it's but also the people working, they're not the friendliest people in the world. It's almost like the royal army, you know? Like they have these attitudes, man.
Yeah, you got to get your order in order.
Unless you're Gino or Pat, why are you acting like this? Just be cool. Just be cool. You make cheese Philly steak, you know? Just be cool, man. But I did break him. I did break him last night. I go, "So," they're being super mean to me and my friends. I go, "Hey, so are you guys owned by the same owner? Is that what's going on? And then they close the window. They, they do not play that.
Now, we got to get you over to Tony Luke's. Tony
Luke's. That's the spot, huh?
That's the spot. It is for me and for, well, for us, all right? And Tony's a good guy. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
My go with Steve's.
He goes, because his name is Steve. That has nothing to do with the food.
But here, everyone has an opinion, don't
exactly.
they?
Right? Everybody has their favorite.
This is a major war.
Yeah.
But Pat's and Gino's is like, it's like Denny's or McDonald's, right? It's kind of like the touristy.
Yeah, no, there are other places that actually have much better cheesesteaks, but they're the ones that everybody goes to.
Well, they're doing something right. Marketing, right. man.
That's for
all
sure.
There's lights out there.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a
looks
lot
like Vegas.
Going.
Yeah, it's a Vegas
does.
Vibe.
Yeah. It does. Yeah, Gino, you need to tone it down a little bit with those lights, man. You need to tone it down a little bit. Selling a little too many t-shirts.
It was a neon sale.
Yeah, a little too many shirts. Yeah. So we're too good over there.
So how are you finding our fair city other than you know, the cheese strike stuff that you're dealing with?
I like Philly, man. Philly's always been great. I remember I came out here like 4 years ago. Everyone's like, it's a rough crowd, man. Be careful. Right. It's a rough crowd. And they showed me the Bill Burr stuff. And I don't find that, man. Everyone's been super cool.
The Bill
cool.
Burr thing was brilliant.
Brilliant.
It was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. They came out against him, and he goes, it was like, you know, somebody showed up with a knife at a gunfight. You know, like, I don't care how many of you there are, don't take on Bill Burr.
Never. Right? He's the scariest guy in comedy. I'm around him all the time at the store. He's one of the scariest guys in comedy. He carries a big stick.
So are you living in LA now? Are you back in Denver? Where are you?
I've been in LA about 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah, full time. Yeah.
All right. But you're out of WeHo. Where are you living?
I'm in Woodland Hills. So
nice.
If you know LA, it's about 30 minutes outside the city.
Yeah. It's nice. It's nice. You know, so, you know, like, nice area, less homeless people on the ground.
Yeah, there's that. There's not a lot of homeless in Philly. Chilly, huh?
There are.
We're doing better. We're doing better, but our poverty level is a little lower than it should be.
Oh, yeah. Come out to L.A., man. Yeah, There's bums everywhere.
Bums.
I wanted to jump back real quick. Is there really a scary or rough audience when you can beat the crap out of everybody?
I was wondering
who comes
the same thing.
Show?
Yeah, that's
true. You get a lot of hecklers being a former MMA guy?
No, not really. But also, like, no one's going to be like, you know, no one's worried I'm going to beat them up.
Well,
you know,
but if they come out and they start running their mouth at you, it's like, that's probably the wrong guy to do it to.
Yeah, it's easier to throw some at Brad Williams than you.
No, I know.
But Brad Williams has a killer uppercut.
Is that true?
No. Yeah, right to the nuts.
He only has.
I'll have to stop doing that.
Yeah, no, I've never had issues.
I'm not surprised.
Well, you had one last night, though.
Well, we had some guy sneak into the back, lied to the club, and told him they spoke to me on social media to get in the back.
Right.
That was a little weird.
Yeah.
That was a little weird.
Yeah.
Then my head of the security, my brother, terrible security guard. He goes, dude, if he points a gun, just grab it and dodge, dude. Just dodge. My family has no experience in guns or anything.
Just grab it and dodge.
I went, where were you? That guy got in the back. He goes, I thought he was with you. I'm like, we had a bad operation.
Brendan Schaub is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 10. Tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. It was great to meet you. Thank you so much for coming
in
this morning.
Man. Appreciate
Have yourself
you.
A great day.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I get it.
What? Are you missing a couple of buttons?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Strictly for laughs.
102.9.
You know.
MGK.
That's not bad. It's pretty clever.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.